Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo, Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of Halachos of Traveling. As we're embarking on the summer season, I thought it might be interesting to go into some aspects that many of us will be dealing with when we, God willing, go on vacations. The first thing I'd like to discuss is Tfilas HaDarach. Of course, the famous prayer, the Gemara discusses the idea of this prayer that one says when embarking on a trip. Before we get into the technical halachos, I just think it's very worthwhile to reflect on how powerful of a thing it is that even though our traveling today is really sort of normal for us, and the odds are we have much less to be concerned about than travelers in the times of the Gemara, I think it's such a powerful thing that we have this practice of saying a specific request that God should protect us on our journey. It's such a powerful reminder that everything is really in God's hands. And of course, we know that in our day and age, there are certainly dangers on the path. We know that. It's very clear. I'm reminded of the story, though it's not about Tfilas HaDerech, it's a similar point. I'm reminded of the story that's told about Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichron Levracha, the very, very esteemed Rav of the Breuer's community in Washington Heights. And evidently, he was extremely diligent about saying Kiddush Levana as early as possible in the month. And he felt very strongly that the Kiddush Levana acts as a protection against dangers. And it's a special merit that one devotes oneself to the service of God. It's a protection against dangers. So I'm not sure if I'm getting the exact details of the story correct, but it seems that there was a certain month that there were a lot of rainy nights and it was difficult to get a clear view of the moon to say Kiddush Levana. And he was on a drive at night with his adult son. And he looked out and he saw that there was a clear moon that night. And he said to his son, let's get out of the car now and say Kiddush Levana now. You know, it's been difficult to say this month. And this is an opportunity. It's the reason Makdim in the mitzvah. So when a mitzvah comes your way, don't put it to the side. Let's do it. So, you know, his son thought it was a little strange. I mean, like, we're going somewhere. Can't we just, why don't we do it when we get home, you know? But Rav Schwab insisted, so they did it. And they got back in the car and they continued their drive. It was some long drive somewhere or another. And there was some skid on the road. And they lost control of their car. The driver lost control. And it really could have been a terrible accident. And when the driver, when his son was able to bring the car to a halt, and thank God, no scratch, Rav Schwab looked at his son and said, I told you we should say Kiddush Levana. And that he felt that the diligence to say Kiddush Levana was a great merit that they should be protected. So it's a very powerful thing. Sometimes it's difficult to remember to say Tfilas HaDerech, and we'll learn in the series, God willing, there's a concept you're generally are supposed to say Tfilas HaDerech once you've begun the trip. So once I've begun the trip, it maybe is hard to remember to do it. But to say to oneself that the greatest cause for, God willing, a safe trip is God's protection, and here we are, we're beseeching God to protect us, it's an extremely powerful thing. Just to talk a little bit of halacha today, we're taught in the halacha that a person, if at all possible, is supposed to stop their journey in order to say Tfilas HaDerech. Really, ideally, a person is supposed to stand up, actually. And now, I don't know that we would stop and stand up. That does not seem to be the accepted practice. But what's extremely common is people say Tfilas HaDerech while they're driving. So they know it by heart, or they're listening to someone say Tfilas HaDerech, and they just say Amen. So it really seems to be clear in halacha that if at all possible, a person should stop the car and say Tfilas HaDerech. There is an allowance in halacha that if a person is going to become agitated by the delay, so agitated that it'll be a distraction from appropriate kavanah, it's acceptable to say Tfilas HaDerech while traveling. But if at all possible, it's considered appropriate to stop the car for Tfilas HaDerech. This is from the perspective of the driver. If someone is a passenger in a car, or a train, or a plane, or anything like that, it's fine for the vehicle to be in motion while one is saying Tfilas HaDerech. But the point is, a person to be actively doing something else, such as driving while saying Tfilas HaDerech, is not considered appropriate. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.